Coming to you live from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios, it's the Cigar Pulpit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm the Bishop of the Burn, Nick, and I didn't die. Came danger close there for a little bit. The cold last week was rather rough, and as you can tell from my voice, I'm still not 100%, but, you know, we're getting by. We're getting by. I'm still not quite there, but, you know, it's better than it was, so this is what you get. But I will will say, yeah, see, there you go. There's going to be some of that. I will say that cold knocked the hell out of me. And I really didn't take time to do anything except rest and recuperate. And so, unfortunately, I don't have anybody on this show today. And I have, full disclosure, I have smoked a few cigars. And they very quickly reminded me that I probably need a little bit more time. So I'm not going to be smoking anything on this episode. However, I did at least bring out the cutter so that I can say that if I were smoking something on this episode, it would be brought to you by Dan the Man Ponder of Riverman Cigar Company. Dan the Man Ponder, I was over there the other day visiting for a minute. And, you know, he's got the full line of Aladino cigars still rocking and rolling over there. But guys, you know, coming here soon, we are going to have the Aladino Candela Toros coming in for St. Patrick's Day. So you're going to want to get your hands on those. Additional cigars that they have for St. Patrick's Day, Miss Cindy told me that they did get in the ever classic annual releases from Alec Bradley, the Filthy Hooligan, and I don't remember the other one. You know which one I'm talking about. The barber pole, the Candela barber poles that Alec Bradley puts out. So Riverman Cigar Company, he's got you covered for St. Patrick's Day cigars. So if you need some, swing on by. And if you're not in the St. Louis area, you can always give them a call. And they do mail order, and they can get a nice little box of cigars sent to you right away for St. Patrick's Day. But that's Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And with that, it's time I would normally cut my cigar. But not today. So, yeah, I'm sitting out here on the patio. Weather has been nice. I've been trying to get as much fresh air as humanly possible to try and, you know, get the system going, the lungs filled with the nice air and everything like that. And, you know, we'll go from there. I had a moment today that before I get into, I don't really have much. I'm not going to lie. This is going to be a short episode, guys. Between not having smoked anything, not really talked to anybody, not having really watched a whole lot. I mean, I did watch something. I'll get to that in a bit. But, you know, it's like I don't really have a whole lot, but I wanted to give you something. So I had a revelation today. I had a moment where I realized that I've gotten old. So every once in a while, you have those moments in life where they come along and you're like, fuck, I've gotten old. And this was one of them. So I had my new mattress delivered today, and I cannot tell you how excited I am for bedtime tonight to try that new mattress. And it's one of those things where, like, it's just a new mattress. If I were, you know, 22-year-old Nick, I'd be like, man, it's a mattress, whatever. It's something to say, as long as I got something to sleep on. But 42-year-old Nick... 42-year-old Nick is really looking forward to this night's sleep tonight. I got this nice, firm Serta. JCPenney had it on sale for like $1,000 off, so I got it. And it was delivered today. Two of the nicest guys delivered it today. One of them didn't speak a damn lick of English. and the other one spoke very broken English. But pardon me as I take a drink from my tasty beverage. The one that did speak English when he was going through my place to, you know, haul the new mattress into the bedroom, he saw some cigars, and he's like, oh, you smoker? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And I could tell he enjoyed them as well. So anyway, but no, that's the thing. I'm super excited for my new mattress. And the fact that I'm excited about a new mattress tells me that I've gotten old. So such is life. But it's got like a 10-year warranty and, you know, all kinds of great shit. And it's so much taller than my other one. That's the other thing. It's like I was worried my sheets wouldn't fit on it, but my sheets were deep enough and they barely fit. So, you know, I'm super excited. You guys, I know I'm being stupid, but it's really exciting. Really, really exciting. Nice, firm, good mattress. Anyway, enough about that. Otherwise, let's go ahead and just jump right into what I have to talk about. And it all falls under the category of the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report. It's time for the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report, brought to you by
Villiger.
Villiger Cigars, one of the leading cigar and cigarillo manufacturers in the world, founded in 1888 and still family-owned and operated. Head over to VilligerCigars.com and check the store locator to find a shop near you that carries them. We guarantee that Villiger Cigars will be a wonderful addition to your humidor and cigar rotation. So guys, last evening was the 2024 Academy Awards. And I'm not going to lie, I don't watch the Oscars. I find the pomp and circumstance of the awards to be rather, you know, annoying. There's all those, you know, kind of scripted, funny moments like, oh, John Cena comes out and it looks like he's naked, you know, and whatever else. And I got no time for that. But I am interested in seeing what won because, you know, some things I've watched, other things I want to watch. And so, you know, I'm curious. And so I figured we'd just kind of go through the list, you know, kind of skim this real quick just to kind of look and see who won, you know, any standout notable ones that were there. So for actor in a leading role, Cillian Murphy won for Oppenheimer. The only other one in that category that I'd seen was a movie, and I hadn't even really seen Oppenheimer, to be honest. The only movie out of the actors in a leading role that I have seen is The Holdovers, and that was Paul Giamatti, and I'm not going to lie, I really enjoyed Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. If you guys haven't seen The Holdovers, it's a really good movie. It was set in the early 70s, and it's about a couple of kids that are at this, well, one in particular, at this like boarding school, and they stay at the school over Christmas, and Paul Giamatti is the teacher that has to stay at the school over Christmas and watch them, you know, and everything. And it's kind of it's a very interesting movie. I'd say a dark comedy mixed with some drama and whatever, but I dug it. It was good. So Cillian Murphy, there you go. Actor in a supporting role, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. He won. I did not see any of the other movies that the other actors in a supporting role nominees were up for, including Barbie. I have not seen Barbie. Actress in a leading role, Emma Stone won for Poor Things. I didn't see that, and I didn't see any of the other ones that were in that. Actress in a supporting role. Oh, this was cool. So, Devine Joy Randolph, she won for her role in The Holdovers. And she was the lady in the movie who, she was like the cafeteria head chef. And she had a son in the movie that had joined the military and was killed in Vietnam. And so she stayed over at the school over Christmas because she didn't have anybody else to go home to. And so it was kind of sad, but it was a really good role and she did really good. So, I'm happy because everybody else in that category, I didn't see their movies. So, you know, hey, one that I saw and one that I liked actually won. Doesn't happen very often in this. Anyway, we have, whole bunch of other shit that, let's be real, we don't really care about two terrible ones. Cinematography, Oppenheimer. Costume design, Poor Things. Directing, Oppenheimer. Documentary feature film, 20 Days in Mariupol. Won that, but there's no other documentaries there that I actually even recognize. So, whatever. Same with the short films. You know, that's the problem with the Oscars is, like, I don't necessarily want them to, like, lower themselves to the lowest common denominator of, like, all the, like, bullshit movies that Hollywood puts out. But at the same time, there's a brokenness in our system of feature or of film to where, like, your local megaplex only carries the, like, new billion-dollar bullshit from, you know, any one of the big movie houses and whatnot. But then nobody – where do you see all the rest of this shit? Where do all the rest of these movies go to be viewed and seen? Because, like, there's so much of this that I don't even recognize. And, you know, I like movies. I'm a big movie guy. And so, like, you would think that I'd at least be somewhat kind of, like, aware of some of this stuff. But, like, nah, some of it, I just, for the life of me, I don't know any of this shit, practically. Don't really care. Music, Oppenheimer. Original song, What Was I Made For from Barbie was the winner there. I guess I'm Just Ken didn't manage to win. Best Picture was Oppenheimer. Also nominated was American Fiction. I think that's the one with the black author, and, like, he had to dumb down one of his books, and I did want to see that. I didn't see it, but I did want to. Anatomy of a Fall. Oh, I hope that didn't come through. Anatomy of a Fall. I don't know that movie. Barbie, didn't see it, didn't care. The Holdovers, that was really good. Killers of the Flower Moon. That is Martin Scorsese, and I no interest, none whatsoever in seeing that one. Maestro, that was the one with Bradley Cooper, and I guess Spielberg must have done something with that too. There you go. Didn't see it. Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. I'm telling you, there's a lot of movies that they just come out and you just don't hear about them at all. And like I said, the whole system must be broken somewhere. Animated short film, War Is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. That's what won. So I guess something probably, you know, Imagine All the People kind of thing or something. But anyway, let's just keep going here. Because, I mean, here's the one that I heard about that I did want to talk about for a minute. Visual effects. So nominees were Napoleon, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, which is really Mission Impossible 7, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Creator, and Godzilla Minus 1. And Godzilla Minus 1 won the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. And that's the first time a Godzilla movie has ever won an Oscar. And so, you know, personally, I feel like if they actually would have given that movie its real credit, I think it should have been up for Best Picture, because the story in that movie was really, really good. And, you know, yeah, some of it was maybe, and perhaps maybe that's the problem, maybe it was a little too on the nose in some parts. But, you know, but, like, it was not, it's not your, I've been saying it all along, it's not your normal Godzilla movie. It's not your normal just smashing Tokyo and that kind of thing. It's like there's a lot more to it. And I'm glad that it got some recognition. So that's cool. Adapted screenplay, American Fiction won that. Original screenplay was Anatomy of a Fall. So anyway, it's the Oscars. I don't know. I truly, honestly didn't care too terribly much. Still don't. But in terms of things that I've watched, what have I been entertained by lately for the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report? I watched the newest Grand Tour special, The Sand Job. And these guys drive cars that they, you know, modify into rally cars. And they drive these cars through the Sahara Desert. And I mean, if you guys aren't familiar with the Grand Tour or Top Gear, which is where Three presenters originally started with the BBC Top Gear until Jeremy Clarkson got in trouble, and then they left, and then Amazon picked them up and started doing Grand Tour, which is basically the exact same show, just called something different, which is brilliant. But anyway, their newest special has dropped on Amazon Prime. I watched that last night, and it's, I mean, I don't know how long it was. It probably was like 2 hours, or if it's not 2 hours, it's damn close. It was late by the time I was done with it, but holy shit, it was great. You just see, what I love so much about that show is that you don't have to be a car person to truly love it. Like, I'm not a gearhead, you know, I'm not a, like, I know everything about every car or anything like that, but I can appreciate a nice car. And if you tell me why it's nice, then, you know, that's good. I can appreciate that. And so these guys, you know, they talk about their vehicles, but what's also cool is that it's cars, but then it's also got the travel log. You know, you get to see places in the world that you wouldn't normally get to see. And like, they go to this one country and drive across the desert. And it's in this little country in Africa, and I think they got like the 56th filming permit ever issued by this country. And this country was started in like the 1960s. So you got to figure, since the 1960s, there's only been like 50 something productions that have come through that have like had to apply in order to, you know, get permission to film in the country. So, I mean, it's not a filmed area of the world, you know, or a frequently filmed area of the world. And for good reason, you watch it and you're just like, holy shit, it's the end of the earth desolation. I mean, there's just nothing there. But it's so cool, and how they have to deal with some stuff and everything else. And there's the typical brand of wackiness with the three hosts and everything. So I don't know. If you're into that at all, I highly recommend it. It was good. I think I kind of liked the one prior when they were up at the Arctic Circle a little bit better. But the sand job was still very entertaining to watch. And otherwise, what else have I really haven't been watching or like anything. I do want to give a shout out to shifting gears out of the Entertainment Report for a moment. I want to give a shout out to Ed Sullivan. He reached out to me and gave me some help as to how I can avoid having to do the video-only portion of the show for when I have people on Zoom now. So, theoretically, if I got the right parts, and I got the parts he sent me the links to, I need to hook those up and give that a try. But theoretically, if that works the way we think it will, I won't need to go to video-only anymore. And I can just one continuous episode there. So that'll be nice. So I really want to thank him for that, because, you know, he took some time out of his Friday before they filmed the Cigar School in order to talk me through that. So that was really appreciated. Otherwise, let's hear a fun fact from Pinky.
Hey, it's your girl Pinky. Ready for a fun fact? If you were part of the moon landing in 1969 and you got stuck there, NASA's plans for dealing with the situation was to shut off communication and let you die in silence. This has been Pinky, and I'll be back next time with more fun facts.
Well, that's dark. Although, theoretically, you know, Trey Mack, I'm sure, has some thoughts and theories on this. Theoretically, I guess they could have killed you anyway, just, you know, said, oh, something happened in space, you know, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to get Trey Mack's opinion on that fun fact, because as we all know, he has opinions about the moon. So otherwise, I can do this, but it's gonna be really, really lame.
Guess what, motherfucker?
Three cigars we smoked and enjoyed this week. I didn't smoke jack shit. I did smoke, let's see, what did I try? In my over exuberance to have a cigar again, you know, I did meet up with Mike Brinker on Saturday for a bit, and I had a Julius Caesar, Diamond Crown Julius Caesar. I had another one of those. So, same cigar I smoked on the show. No, wait, that wasn't what I smoked on the show with, Mr. Jonathan. Anyway, whatever, doesn't matter. I can't remember, but, no, I had a Diamond Crown Julius Caesar with, Mike, and, I mean, it was a lot for me. This cold really wrecked my throat. Normally it doesn't, but like the coughing early on in this cold, really wrecked my throat and, obviously destroyed my voice. And so, I didn't really recognize that as much as I probably should have. And so, so I had that. And then since then, earlier today, knowing that I was going to be doing this episode, I wanted to see kind of how the throat was feeling with a cigar. And so I did smoke a, Perdomo Habano Sun Grown. And, that was, an experience for today. I'm going to have to get back, slowly, to where I was. Cause, like I said, this thing really tore my throat apart. Yeah, that's what I've smoked this week. So I don't even have three to tell you. Anyway, otherwise, yeah, let's keep this train rolling here and let's hear about my monthly cigars.
This would normally be the time that I give some information about my monthly cigars, but I've hired that out this week, so take it away.
My Monthly Cigars is a premium cigar subscription service. It comes in a variety of different size boxes at affordable prices. Use offer code PULPIT and get free shipping on your first box and 20% off any items in the online store at mymonthlycigars.com.
That's offer code PULPIT. Thanks.
While you guys are over there, make sure you check out the fucking good coffee. I've drank some of that while I've been sick because the nice warm coffee helps make the throat feel better. And now granted, the creamer I put in, it just makes me snotty, so I probably shouldn't do that as much, but whatever. But it's got all kinds of great blends over there, and you can give those a try. And while you're there, you can pick up some cigars as well because, you know, he sells both the coffee and the cigars on mymonthlycigars.com. In terms of the socials, I'm on Instagram at the Cigar Pulpit. I'm on Facebook where we have the Pulpit Parishioners group, Twitter/X, YouTube where you can watch this. I have the nice vista of my backyard with the pond and everything going, in this episode, although it's gotten darker out. Yeah, Pulpit Fest tickets, Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite.com. Search for Pulpit Fest and get those tickets reserved. No cost for the tickets, but you're going to want to get your tickets reserved so that we know head count and so that, you know, you can get in because you will, you know, because of head count issues and everything like that, we are going to insist on having a ticket. It's just there's no cost for the ticket. So, you know, why mess around? Just get the ticket and enjoy yourself. And come on down to Pulpit Fest August 23rd through the 25th at Palm Coast, Florida, at the Ash and Ale Lounge right there in the European Village in Palm Coast, Florida. It's going to be a great time. You're going to enjoy it. And, you know, it's a ways out, but it's not a ways out, you know? I mean, now's a good time to be getting flights. At a good rate. You can fly into either Jacksonville. Daytona has an airport, at least some airlines don't fly into it. So that one might be a little bit of a touch and go. Or Orlando. You know, Orlando is an hour and a half from Palm Coast. Jacksonville is an hour from Palm Coast. And Daytona is half an hour from Palm Coast. So you've got three airports of various size that you can fly into that are, you know, relatively close to the area. And, yeah, we'll go from there. Otherwise, I know this has been a super short, super abbreviated show. My plan originally was to smoke the Stars Review cigar for this month from the Cigar Authority. I got to do that. And I was going to smoke the first one of those and, you know, give flavor notes and all that kind of fun stuff and whatever else. But I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. And so, unfortunately, yeah, we're getting a nice abbreviated show. And I know it's super boring and I apologize, but it's better than nothing, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I promise I'll get something good going for Friday and, you know, we'll keep it clicking on. But for right now, it is what it is. So, guys, this has been another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm Nick. Stay safe and stay smoky.